The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to Chakra Girl Radio. We've created a community of spiritual women who know that you can still enjoy the finer things while you're on your soul's journey to live your dharma and your most chakra-aligned life. Let's dive into this episode. Hello, everybody. Today, we are chatting about how to create a successful heart-centered business. We're talking about karma and love. We have Satya Scanetti here. She is the founder of Satya Jewelry, which is a company that I've been following for such a long time. Actually, when I started my jewelry business years ago. And this was very a full circle moment to connect with Satya, and at a wild time because I'm launching something new soon that is still a secret. Anyways, I'll let you connect the dots there. We are really diving into just the importance of taking those blissful moments and how that really aligns us with connecting to God within, connecting to our path and alignment, and just the journey of trust and discernment in business. So whether you have a business or you're thinking of starting a business, this is going to really, really help you get into a deeper alignment with what you're putting into the world, because Satya really created like the original OG spiritual jewelry, and she's been thriving for 20 years. So we can really learn a lot from her. So make sure you tune in. And also, if you are someone who is still trying to figure out what your soul mission is and how to get it into motion, I have a free training for you. It's called Soul Mission Magnetism, and we have it linked in the show notes, so you can check that out, and it'll give you kind of a rundown of how our chakras and our success work hand in hand. And it's super powerful stuff. It's my most popular free training yet, so I highly suggest checking out. You can go ahead again and link in the show notes. So you guys, summer is winding down. It's a little sad, but I'm also low-key excited to not be so social and have so many plans. We have had so many guests at our place. We have one more set of guests coming next weekend, and then summer is officially over. But we've had house guests. We've been on little trips. We've been out boating and golfing, and we always have plans. And so I'm kind of ready to like be in a cocoon, you guys, and to just like focus on the things I'm working on and focus on just really rounding out this year, you guys. It's the tail end of the year. We're literally in the last quarter. And I don't know about you, but that makes me really motivated to get shit done. So I actually started a 40-day Kundalini mantra, and I've decided to kind of allow you guys to join me in this 40-day challenge. I don't like the word challenge. Like, I'm just calling it like 40-day mantra, but it's all about manifestation, and it's really helping me stay focused and stay intentional. It's actually a Sikh mantra, and it's Ek Onkar Satgur Prasad. And I've done it so many times before. So many manifestations happen when you stick with it for the 40 days. If you miss a day, you start back at day one. So it's also such a practice of spiritual discipline and our ability to keep our word to ourselves. And what the mantra does is it really creates more creation in our lives. It allows us to reconnect to the inner creator, and it literally transmutes anything negative in our lives
into positive. And the manifestations that happen over the 40 days are so wild. Like when you look at the end of the 40 days, like where you were when you started and all the things that have come into your life, it's really crazy. And like the first little while, sometimes it can be a little bit shaky because you're like starting to release some things and you don't realize that these are things that are making way for better things. Like here's like a really low key, shallow example of this. So I think I was on like day 5 of the challenge or something, and I was out on my friend's boat and I had my Gucci sunglasses on my head and I laughed really hard and I like flung my head back. Sunglasses went into the water, into the lake, gone for good. And it was funny because I'd been thinking about the sunglasses. I was thinking that they looked a little ratty. They had a little bit of a chip in them, but I like loved them. And I was so upset that I had lost them because I really did like them. But like deep down, they weren't holding the highest vibration because they were looking a little janky because they were old. And then randomly, like 2 days later, a friend of mine that I just met here, she's like, oh, my friend owns a store and she can give you a really good discount on sunglasses. And I was like, does she have Gucci sunglasses? And she was like, yes. So I got a brand new pair, very similar to my old pair, but better. Again, this is a very silly example because the manifestations that happen are a lot bigger and more deep than this. But that's just one example. Like something will fall away and you'll be like, damn it. But then something better comes in. Okay. So I highly suggest you do this with us. So we have a link in the show notes for you to join the challenge with us. So it's happening on my app. If you haven't heard me talk about my app before, I have a rituals app called Rituals by Chakra Girl. It has chakra activations, EFT tapping, different, you know, meditations, astral traveling, every kind of spiritual ritual you can think of is on the app. I'm guiding you through it. If you're like, I've never done those things before, I'm actually teaching you as well. So it's a teaching tool. But at the end of the day, it's helping you become your own guru, become your own healer, because you're learning how to perform all of these beautiful practices and rituals on yourself, which leads to your own healing. So the app itself is only $7.99 a month, or even less if you subscribe for the whole year. And when you sign up for the challenge, we're going to tell you how you can get a free 7-day trial of the app and some different options for your 7-day trial. So go to the link in the bio, sign up for the free 40-day manifestation challenge, and we're going to make magic happen in your life. It's so powerful. And I just love doing these challenges, and I love seeing all of the magic that manifests for everyone that does them as well. So, all right. Join us in the challenge. Link is in the bio. And again, if you want to get that free soul mission training, that is in the bio as well. Get the app. So many ways for us to stay connected, you guys. So let's dive into this episode with Satya. She's also going to be talking about their amazing, beautiful anniversary collection. And I am actually an affiliate partner with Satya Jewelry. So you can get 20% off with the code Chakra Girl. If you haven't checked out Satya Jewelry yet, go check them out. You're going to love Satya and you're going to want to buy all the jewelry. I have a bunch of pieces from their chakra collection and I've been buying her stuff for years. It's just so pretty and spiritual and elegant. I love it. So Chakra Girl 20 gets you 20% off, and they have a new anniversary collection launching, which we're going to talk about in this episode. And everything is made with intention, which is so important. So let's dive in. Welcome to Chakra Girl Radio, where we are helping the world become more consciously awakened and quantumly connected, one activated chakra at a time. We have such a lovely guest today. Her name is Satya Scanetti. She is the founder, designer, and CTO of Satya Jewelry, the original yoga-inspired jewelry designed for your journey. She's also the founder of Satya Foundation, which helps support children all over the world to live to their fullest potential. I've actually been wearing Satya jewelry for years, and Satya doesn't know this, but she actually inspired me to start my own jewelry company years ago, which didn't end up working out. But Satya, I saw you on Marie Forleo's interview, and I was like, that's it. I'm going to do this. So you've actually played a big role in my upcoming, because if I didn't start that jewelry business, I wouldn't be where I am now, because it all just transitioned into one. So I'm super excited to have you here today. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that Marie show is really fun. She's a delicious woman, I'll tell you.
Yes. She's a New Yorker too, right?
Oh yeah, she lives in the West Village where I live. We were like neighbors, and she's a friend. Like, she's a friend of a friend. We're kind of in the same little.
Amazing and interesting. Funnily enough, so I started the jewelry company, and then it ended up transitioning into more of like a business coaching and courses similar to Marie's. So I tried to do what you were doing, and then I ended up doing more jewelry. So I'm realizing that video was probably more inspirational in my life than I realized.
But you know, it's funny, because sometimes you just need to, if it's the right time and you hear the words, just taking that courageous step forward, no matter what it is, it's bringing you forward into something.
Totally. So even if it's not the right thing, it'll turn into it.
Yeah. Because I always say, just follow your intuition. We are just such incredible beings, especially women. Our intuition is so much more heightened than the other part, males. So
those other guys.
Yeah, those guys, the ones we love still, your intuitive hit was like, I'm going to start a jewelry company, but it led you somewhere else, which is okay, right?
Exactly, exactly. Okay, I want to know your sun, moon, and rising.
Oh, I love astrology. So I am a Capricorn. I'm one of these weird birds that have six planets of Capricorn all congested in my fourth house.
Wow.
My moon is in Gemini, and my rising is Libra.
Oh, okay. I love these, like the air and the earth. It's great.
Yeah, but I'm very much the goat, but I have that really creative, like whimsical. I love the Gemini in me.
I know. I like a lot of my best friends. I'm an Aquarius. So I'm also an air sign. So a lot of my really good friends are Geminis. I just love them. And Libras too.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Oh, cool. Love the question.
Yes. What is a daily ritual that you almost never skip?
You know, I have a prayer I say every morning when I light my candle, and it's basically, I'll tell it to you.
Yeah.
I made it up. I think it came from another lifetime of mine, but make me a channel of love and light. Open my heart to all that you are and all that I can be.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And I see it every morning. I light a candle. I try and light a candle. I've become a commuter. I moved out of the city. Mm-hmm. So my life has gotten a little more challenging, but I always at least say that prayer every morning. And it kind of just sets me in the right place to move forward.
Yeah. It's like an anchor. Yeah.
But I love the lighting of a candle. I think it's such a beautiful, I always encourage people to light that candle. It just gives you the light you need to carry on your day.
Yeah. And it's like an activation of such force, like literally turning, like I always use matches. So turning this like friction of force into a flame, I find that so powerful. And so whenever I like strike my matches and light my candle, I always just say love, joy, abundance, as if I'm like activating those things.
Nice. Yeah. I love the rituals.
So good.
Yeah.
What is your favorite crystal of the moment?
Hmm. Oh boy. Let me see the right one. My favorite crystal. Yeah. I don't know if it's really a crystal or a gemstone. Do you want a crystal or a gemstone?
Whatever comes to your mind.
We're working on this new, this 20-year anniversary piece, and it's all about the emerald. Mm. And emerald, and I know you're shocked, emerald is all the heart chakra, right? And it's funny, when I started my business, I wore everything I could in green. Everything was green, green, green. And I didn't really associate it with, I had a green Marc Jacobs band. We used to wear watches. I had a watch band. Everything was green. And I'm like, oh, it's connected to the heart chakra. And when I started the business, it was all about this intention to kind of get back and do all this good stuff. So my heart this opening up with all that green. But anyway, I love the stone emerald.
Yes, so beautiful. And I always say too, with like the green, because like the heart chakra is like pink and green. So the green is like the giving and the pink is the receiving. That's the way that I always see it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And an emerald's a stone of friendships and abundance. So that's my favorite right now. We have a whole collection coming out with it too. So I'm really pumped.
I actually have a heart chakra Satya necklace and I think it's emerald. It's got green for sure. Maybe it's something else.
Either green. Yeah. It could either be green onyx or it might be emerald. Yeah.
I think it's green onyx actually. Now that you say it, it's beautiful though. I actually wore it the other day with a green shirt and it looked very cute and I got lots of compliments. So I'll link you guys to the necklace. Okay, so I want to know about your spiritual awakening and at what point that turned into this business and this journey.
Yeah, you know, I think I've always been a seeker, you know, just trying to figure things out. But I went to school for social work. I thought that's what I got my degrees in early childhood education. I thought, oh, I'm gonna just touch the life of children. And you know, early on I got pretty disenchanted. And then I started my diving into meditation, Buddhism. I did my first teacher training. And the teacher training is what really kind of ignited the Satya brand. I was like 30 days. I mean, it was, of course, I led up to this. But I was kind of jumping ship. I was feeling very disenchanted working as a social worker. I wasn't making the impact I wanted to. And I decided, let me go do this training. It was in the Bahamas. And I literally, we were in meditation and prayer and studying and doing yoga from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. And I just started journaling and sitting in silence. And a lot of dreams came about. But the last day they asked if anybody wanted the spiritual name. So I was like, sure, if it's included. And on my certificate, it said the name Satya. And and I didn't even know what it, this friend of mine next to me, she said, that means truth. And I was like, wow. And don't do the math, but that was right after 9/11. So I was down at the towers. I saw them fall down in front of me. I volunteered down there. So that just watching that happen kind of helped me jump ship because I'm like, what am I doing? And just a perfect opportunity to reassess my life, kind of like COVID's doing now for a lot of people. Right.
Totally.
Yeah. It's this big, so, you know, I was doing a lot of Reiki, but I didn't really charge. I started, you know, my meditation started igniting a lot of energy. So I became a Reiki master and thought, oh, I go down to the Bahamas. I'll start, you know, maybe that was my path to my next career. And anyway, Satya was given me, the name was given on that night. I had a dream that I was going to design jewelry of all truths and donate money to children around the world. And I have these pretty profound dreams that they don't come often. When they do, it's like somebody's like screaming in my ear. But I went home and I started my company. I called one of my best friends at the time and we hit the ground running. And it was like, back then, we're like the original yoga inspired. Nobody was doing that. I wanted to call it spiritual inspired, but you know, that was a little freaky back then. So
yeah,
I have a little more fun. So
was it hard? So I know you kind of, I get people asking me this a lot where they kind of like went to school for this specific path and they kind of identified themselves with this kind of career path and that was their identity. And then they had this awakening and they wanted to switch gears. And then there's kind of like this ego death and this kind of like dark night of the soul that happens as you release this old version of you. Did you experience that as well? Or was it a pretty smooth transition?
You know, my big goal in life was to really make impact for kids. That's what I was hoping to do with my schooling. And so when I was actually a jeweler that was actually making money and I could start the Satya Foundation, I was like, oh my God, I'm getting to do both. I'm tapping into my career. It was really a blessing. I thank, you know, the universe, God every day, just like I've been able to, you know, create something beautiful that touches people, but also have the impact that I really was hoping I could do in the world.
That's beautiful.
But it, you know, it took a lot of courage. It wasn't easy. I've definitely had some bumps in the road and, you know, I never liked to put out that it was so easy. You know, I worked really hard to get where I am, and I still continue to work hard. Pandemic has made us all have to work a little harder again.
Yes, definitely. So was ever, did you ever have like a moment when you were like, okay, this is all too much? And like, how did you overcome it?
Yeah, this morning, in fact.
Every day.
You know, I have kids. I don't know if there are any of your listeners or parents. I have twin boys. I'm a single mom now.
And, wow.
You know, I am sometimes people always, how do you do it all? And I'm like, well, you know, it takes a village. But, you know, right at this moment in time, you know, it's definitely harder. And I'm going back to my, you know, I sit a little more and I get quiet. I'm trying to recharge myself, even on the little downtime I have.
Mm.
But, you know, to just flat out honest, right now, life is a lot to manage. But
yeah,
thank God I have my practice. You know, I don't know how people are doing it otherwise. I really
yes.
don't.
So other than your beautiful little morning ritual, what are some other practices or things that you do to keep that balance?
Yeah. You know, I think girlfriends are like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll try and definitely do something at least, you know, once a week with one of my besties, but I also do walks. You know, I moved out of New York City. I was a West Village girl forever, and I live in this beautiful town, and there's a kind of like a little pond that I walk to almost every night after work. I go there. And I'll just do a couple of rounds and I'll listen to some of my spiritual music. And it just kind of takes it all away, clears the mind. Yeah.
I feel like so many people moved away from city life over the last couple of years, myself included. Was that hard to let go of? Like being that like downtown Manhattan lifestyle? Like what was that transition like for you?
Yeah, you know, I'm still transitioning, honestly. My office is in the city, so I'm
right. A commuter.
So I actually still have to come in, which makes it a little harder because when you live here, you're part of the Pulse, you walk to work, you know. But, you know, I miss it. I miss the energy around New York, but New York has changed a bit too. You know, I think it's going to eventually go back to the cool, clean, beautiful city that it is, but it's going through a little bit of a morph in my eyes.
Is it because people are like afraid or like, what do you see?
You know, I think that the people that weren't sitting on the street that have been, you know, there's a lot of that. The city's a little dirtier than it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's, and again, I love New York and I have, you know, most of my friends and people are here. So I believe in it and I think it'll come back, but yeah, I definitely miss it. I don't think I'll come back though. You know, like I have a backyard and.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I feel like 2020 kind of made people realize that those simple moments of peace are so important. And, you know, having that in your own backyard and being able to walk to that pond and like, they may seem like little things, but I feel like people are starting to realize that, oh wait, those are the things that matter.
Yeah, it's so powerful. Like, you know, yeah. I do a couple of rounds around the lake and I'm like a new person. Like, okay, bring it on. Yeah. I'm ready.
Yes. So you mentioned that you guys are celebrating 20 years of your business. So first off, congrats. Like that is so amazing. I want to know more about the Truth Collection.
Yeah. So the 20 year anniversary collection, is that what you
mean?
Yes. So, yeah. You know, when we were deciding, it's interesting because we started talking about this a year ago. It's like, wow, 20 years, what do we want to do with it? And, you know, there's so many people now in the space. And I like to go back, like everything we do comes from a dream, a meditation, or just a spiritual concept, whether it's chakras, whether it's mandalas, whether it's, you know, the deities or some symbols that resonate with one or many people. So for the 20 year anniversary, we're like, oh, what about a symbol that represents all truth, like each and every truth? So we have so many beautiful symbols coming out from Ganesha to Lakh to Hamsas to even a beautiful cross and a new Buddha, Tree of Life. And I think it's our best yet. I'm really, really excited. And then we have an anniversary piece that has got this big giant emerald in the middle of it with symbols from quite a few truths, like a lotus, a Ganesh, a Hamsa, and a tree. And that we're going to be doing 100% of the proceeds are going to the Sati Foundation.
Wow.
Which is going to be, you know, if we sell out, it's going to be limited edition. But if we sell out, we have a nice big chunk of money to go to the schools in India that we have been helping over the years. And I told them, we do our quarterly meetings with one of the orphanages or schools up in India, northern India. It's a Tibetan community of 300 children. And I showed them the piece. I said, we're doing this and it's going to come to you. And so, you know, that's really exciting.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, I'm hoping every, you know, this collection will touch almost anybody can look at it and say, oh, that one's for me. Oh, that one represents what I believe in. Oh, this is something I'm trying to create in my life. So that's my hope and dream.
Well, and that's what I love about all your pieces is that it's so personal and intentional.
Yeah, yeah. Well, over the years, you know, I have so many fun testimonies. Like people buy, you know, there's a lot of sisters. Oh, we all have the same, you know, symbol representing who passed or a baby who's been born. And there's always been this, which I love the stories when they share, because it makes me feel like, oh my God, that's exactly what I was hoping for when the Sati jewelry brand ignited, was to just touch all truths, represent all truths.
Exactly.
You know, my great teacher Swami Sivananda said, the paths are many, but the truth is one. So however you find God, you're blessed. So it's not the differences. It's just, you know, we're all one, right?
So true. And I feel like I've talked about this a lot on the podcast recently, but I feel like so many more people have found God, and in the spiritual community, it's so much more, I want to say, like mainstream now to say God, whereas before as everyone was saying universe or, you know, source, and people were kind of afraid of the word God as almost it was only like a religious context. And I feel like there's been like an activation of Christ consciousness, like on the planet Earth, and more people are feeling it. But I'd love to know if that's something that you've kind of been noticing as well.
Yeah, I probably resisted a little bit with God. You know, I look at God, it's not a he or a she or a,
it's really,
we are all God beings down here.
You
know, we're all emanations. If we're the children of, you know, we're all part of the planet. And, you know, it's really igniting that beautiful spiritual side of all of us. When you tap into that, and it could be external, I always say I don't think there's any solid rules. However you find it, however you find, whatever you can connect with that gives you the strength, the hope, the courage to keep going, then hold on to it. And especially if you're not, of course, don't hurt anybody doing it.
Yeah.
But if it's coming from your heart, and, you know, I always go back to that, you know, like if something's in front of me and I have to make decisions, I try and bring the energy or the thought to my heart and then ask that is what feels right.
Yeah. So,
I think maybe God is all of our hearts collectively.
That's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel too. It's like that collective love energy.
Love. Yes.
Love and light. So, okay. So the Satya Foundation, when did that come into play? What was the moment that you were like, okay, I need to start this foundation. I need to help these people. And tell us just a little bit more about it.
Sure. So after the training, I hit the ground. We started the business. And I mean, literally, it was a success within the first year. We started doing really well. A good friend of mine, who was a principal up in the Bronx, of all places, pretty rough neighborhood, said, hey, Sati, would you teach some yoga in this after school in my school? And I would literally trek up there an hour and a half on a Wednesday and teach these kids. They were like 13 and 14, and it was rough up there, you know, like they had back then, you know, even I know our schools are a mess, but they had, you know, the security checks and this and that. But I started teaching there, and these kids were just so touched. I saw just this little practice shift their energy. And then what I did was I was like, oh, we need to sponsor these kids and take them off to send them to a camp for the summer. So they never left New York, and we got to, so I brought them up to Shivananda, which is a yoga ashram. And there was
Is that in New York?
Yeah, Monroe, New York. It's upstate.
Okay.
And I got a big van, and we sponsored like 10 of these kids to go up and have 2 weeks and do yoga and eat like vegetarian food. And
that's so beautiful, because I think for a lot of like inner city kids, like feeling like they're really taken care of under supervision, being fed like in a safe space for 2 weeks means a lot. Plus while they're there, I'm sure they're like learning and connecting and making friends. And like, that's so beautiful.
It was awesome. And they'd come to see us in our store downtown for years to come. And so, but that was like, okay, let's make this a little more serious. Like we can sponsor. And then we founded the Sati Foundation was founded like 2004. So pretty much right away after the company started. And we used to do right away the percentage of sales. And then I also started working with a lot of foundations. People would ask, you know, if I would, you know, we would design a piece for like, I worked with a lot of celebrities, Patricia Arquette, Courtney Cox, and we raised so much money with one little piece of jewelry. You know, they made it on Oprah one time, we were on The View, you know, so it's like, wow. It's always was been this very magical, I always say I've been on a magic carpet ride sometimes, being able to make a dent and make pretty things that make people happy. And
I love that. Okay. So let's have a quick chat about luxury and spirituality. If you are listening to this, I am sure you enjoy the finer things in life, that you're super intentional, and that means you would love my jewelry brand, Prism. And no, it's not that hippy dippy spiritual jewelry. It's like chic, elegant, gold and silver jewelry with your choice of diamonds or white topaz, and every piece is made with intention. We have a solar plexus activating necklace that makes you more abundant, and I get so many compliments on it. It's called the Sunray necklace. We have a moon necklace that reminds you to honor all sides of yourself, even your shadows. And we have an entire fifth dimension 5D consciousness collection if you are ready to go super deep into your ascension. And I'll also add that I have two beautiful co-founders. One of them is my amazing friend Chantal, who designs all of our jewelry, and the other is Whitney Rose from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Yes, one of my business partners is one of The Real Housewives, and I have married all my favorite things in life: spirituality, fashion, and reality TV. But I digress. It is time to treat yourself. Get something chic. Don't wait for someone else to buy jewelry for you. Women have this weird thing about buying jewelry for themselves, but in my opinion, jewelry is something that becomes part of your soul. So you need to pick it out for yourself with your intentions in mind. So go treat yourself. I'm giving you 11% off anything on the shop. Yes, a discount for diamonds. It's unheard of. So go to prismlifestyle.co and use Chakra Girl at checkout. And every piece also comes with an intention setting ritual to infuse your own intentions into your jewelry to just create the best life. So go to prismlifestyle.co and use code ChakraGirl at checkout. So what do you think the secret is? Like, so many people start businesses and they feel resistance. Like, I love what you said. Like, I feel like I've been on a magic carpet ride. And obviously I know you've probably faced resistance, but for all of these amazing opportunities, like, what would you equate those manifestations to if you could kind of narrow it down to a couple things?
Oh yeah. You know, I think about this a lot, and, you know, part of that, you know, I believe in karma.
Yeah.
In 100%.
Yeah.
And I think that I always said, when you were trying to create things, make sure there's some sort of heart and give back. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things I shared is like, I didn't start the company with like, I want to make a lot of money and become rich. It was like, I would like to, you know, design beautiful jewelry of truth and donate money to children around the world. So it was like this one long sentence, probably grammatically incorrect, but with this full intention to give back. And I always share with people who are, because I get a lot of people asking me about these starting businesses, is include a give back. Because even if it's like, I'm going to start this business and I'm going to, you know, maybe I'll teach jewelry to a school, or do something that you're going to give back to your community if your business is successful. Mm-hmm. You know, or just have it in that in the same context, because then the universe opens up all the doors. And that's what I've experienced.
Totally.
So, you know, just work from your heart and love what you're doing, you know, and don't be afraid to pivot. Because like you did, right?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to make jewels. And then all of a sudden, whoa, the whole happened, but you weren't resistance. And then this whole beautiful other business started for yourself.
Yes.
And I think people get so stuck. Like you said, I got this degree. I'm supposed to be a social worker. I better da 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 da. And you know, if I didn't release that and let it go and start trusting the universe and really, you know, keeping my eyes wide open at all the opportunities, I probably wouldn't have jumped ship and started the business.
Yeah. And I feel like there's something to be said about releasing like the fear and the lack too, because if you're in a place of like scarcity or mistrust in any way, then you are going to only be thinking about yourself. You're gonna be like, I need to make money. I need to do this. This isn't going to work. And like, you're in that like fight or flight mode. So it's like, there's so much inner work that has to happen too, which probably, you know, supported you doing all the yoga and Reiki and everything before starting the business, like all the practices.
Yeah. And I literally started, you know, I had a business partner in the beginning. I'm solo now, but we each put in $10,000 and I borrowed the money.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the first year, we're like, you know, my account was mad. We made so much money. We had to pay taxes. I'm like, it's fine. We made taxes and we're making money. But, you know, I don't want to downplay the hard work. And,
yeah.
You know, I've had many careers before I started. It was, I started 40. So it was a little later and I had to kiss a lot of frogs before I found the prince when it comes to business. And I had to lose a lot of money. You know, the 20 years was not all like, yay, we're breaking in. And I had a couple of really tough, you know, people, you know, you open your business up to people. There's a lot of people don't act in the same way.
Yeah.
Grace and honesty. So.
You mean like employees or
totally.
Yeah, that's really hard. And that's been something that's been hard for me in like a journey of trust for sure is people like, it's hard to find people that care as much as you. So exactly. So like, what has been your, like a big learning for you in terms of finding that trust and finding the right people?
Well, and that's, you know, I'll tell you, I had a big fat lesson even just a year ago with somebody who was with me for 13 years. And I found out she actually admitted it. But, you know, one of my great teachers always said, even like years and years ago when I was pretty new in the business, they said, Satya, you need to be more discerning. Mm. And, you know, I'm one of these give it all away. I was, you know, when I have it, I'm your best friend.
Yes, that's I'm totally like that too. When I hire someone, I'm like, oh yeah, we're friends now. And they're like, that doesn't work every time I learn that.
Right. And you know, a lot of people do not work at the same vibration.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I don't want to close my heart and I like to see the good in all people, but at the same time, it's taken me 20 years. Actually, it started like a year. I've become more discerning. Like I will not just let anybody in my precious life.
Because, yeah.
You know, a lot of people, best people, you know, either, you know, want it, they get jealous. You know, there's a lot of feelings around it.
And yes.
Even though I've been this very generous, open person about it, it doesn't matter. You can be a little more of a target. So be more discerning as your success unfolds, you know, it doesn't mean you don't have to share and be kind. But when it comes to people inside your business, you know, keep a close eye and don't give them the opportunity to take advantage.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I always feel too, like, I wish it was acceptable to ask people about their mommy issues in an interview because I feel like that's what gets projected. Like from what I've seen with like both sometimes clients or staff, like I'll know about like what's going, they'll tell me what's going on with their mom. And then I'll see that they're like projecting that on me. I'm like, I am not your mama.
Oh God. Yeah. I definitely have mommy issues, you know?
Yeah.
I think we all do.
We all do. Okay. So I love that you mentioned the different deities, and I know you guys have a bunch of different collections. Like one thing that I've always felt about luxury in general is that it, like, luxury is an ancient ritual. like the goddesses, like, adorn themselves in this beautiful jewelry, but then there's some, like, spiritual people that think that it's vain, or that abundance and spirituality are, you know, can't both be happening in parallel. Like, has that been something that you've encountered, or, like, what are your views on where abundance and luxury and spirituality intersect?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's a good question. I had this beautiful guru. Her name is Sri Anandama, and I used to sit with her, and I've done a bunch of beautiful rituals with her. And when the business started taking off, I was a little afraid of all the money.
Yeah.
And because I didn't want it to consume, you know, or take either. And, you know, she said something so beautifully, and there was an intention to give back. You know, I think people should wear something that empowers them. So if it's a symbol of a beautiful Ganesh, the remover of obstacles, which I believe in, and that reminds me, people always say, I rub my piece of, you know, I put my jewelry on and I rub it. It reminds me of who I am and what I'm trying to create in my life. I think they go hand in hand, spirituality. And unfortunately, we're a consuming world.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a funny subject because I know it's come up a lot in the world right now. I think if you do it with a pure intention,
yeah,
you know, it goes back to, there's always been a bigger intention around every piece of jewelry we make. My dream was to just create a piece for everybody out there kind of searching for something that will help them get out of bed one day, or work through something there, you know, maybe get through the day with a really crappy boss that annoys them.
Yes.
Because these little symbols are that, you know, whether it's a gemstone that has a particular healing property, or if it's a symbol that represents something that you truly believe in, you know, I'm hoping that I can be a source for that. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we give a nice chunk of money away with everything we sell.
It's intentional. No, 100%. Like, I've always been on the mindset of, if you want to, like I said, kind of like adorn yourself in luxury from a place of wanting to express the fulfillment that you feel on the inside, and you want to radiate the same, you know, high vibration, then that's intentional luxury. And that's you just doing it for the right reasons. But if you're seeking this consumption from a place of, this is going to validate me, or this is going to make me lovable, cool, pretty, interesting, and, you know, you're doing it from a place of lack and a place of not just not being conscious with the decision, then that's where it's not in the highest alignment.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, you know, in the United States, it's got a somewhat of a bad rap of just the appropriation of things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I consider myself Hindu yogi.
Right. Totally. You know, well, and that's another question. That's another question, because I've had people tell me that, like, my business being, well, okay, one person messaged me and she was white, and she said, you being called Chakra Girl is appropriation. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I was like, oh shit. Like, I didn't think about this. Was when everything was going down and, you know, people were being canceled left and right. And I was like, okay. So I immediately messaged every single person of Indian descent that I knew. And they were like, no, it's not, you're not saying you invented chakras, and you explain that you, like, every ritual that you do, you kind of explain where it came from. And that's what's important. I was like, okay. But yeah, like, have you had any of those situations come up?
And it all went down. We did for a minute, and it came, you know, we actually tracked where it was coming from, and it was just a few people. It wasn't any of our customers.
Yeah.
Because so many people know me personally. They're like, oh my God, Sati, they have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
Like, are doing that? But I, you know, I didn't read them all, because I don't like to ingest things that.
Exactly.
Fear and, you know, we addressed a couple of the things that, you know, I wanted to own and honor. And, you know, and I'm glad, you know, I'm glad there was a moment where everybody had a check-in, because there is a lot of cultural appropriation. And, you know, you just, you can't leave certain things out when it comes to spirituality. You know, like if you're going to, you know, if you're going to, well, like if there's going to be a Ganesha on my site, like I better recognize and make sure the copy is, you know, honoring the power of this beautiful symbol.
Yes.
And, you know, making sure that I don't leave anything out when it comes mm-hmm. to, you know, speaking of it. And, you know, so again, you know, it's a very fine line. There's people out there that just have nothing to do but trying to make people miserable. And
exactly.
And there's, you know, there's okay. You know, I like the little challenge that we've all.
Yes. Had. Yes.
Because it really, like, I am authentic and I do believe in the power of adorning yourself with something of power and substance. Not just, I mean, we use beautiful materials and genuine stones. It's not, you know, all the crappy stuff that comes out of mass production.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, and I keep a lot of people employed in India and Thailand.
Yes, exactly. So, I just feel like that was like a point in time where it was a journey for everyone. And like you said, it was just a time to reflect. And if your reflection was like, okay, no, I am doing this right. Or, oh, these are the things I can do to improve. Then I think that's a positive for everyone.
Yeah. God, the whole world, huh? Everything's, this is like that. Everything's coming to surface, you know?
Exactly. We go deep on that stuff. We go all the way down the rabbit hole on this show.
But each day we just have to do our best, you know, you know, we all make mistakes here and there. And I think we all need to be a lot more forgiving for everybody in the world right now, except for the ones that are intentionally trying to hurt us.
Exactly. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So much more to say on that, but we will leave it a lot. Okay, so I want to know, like, what is inspiring you right now? What are your kind of, like, I don't know if you have any, you can give us any BTS of any, like, up and coming collections, or like, are there any specific things in your journey or in from a design perspective that are inspiring you right now?
Boy, I'm always feeling inspired. Let's see, we're already working on spring, but our holiday collection is absolutely gorgeous. We are working on the North Star, which we remember is a new symbol.
That's fun.
It's the symbol that helps you in direction, right? Mm-hmm. It guides you. It's a symbol of guidance. And I think, you know, we collectively on the planet Earth right now looking for guidance. And unfortunately, a lot of our countries just don't have great leadership to help us. So my hope is with this beautiful new collection, and I'll definitely get you a couple of pieces.
I would love them.
But just, you know, inner guidance, you know, and these symbols are to remind you, you know, we have the answers inside us.
Yeah.
Just get quiet, find the time now more than ever to just go silent, even if it's uncomfortable, even if you've got a million things floating through your head when you do sit for a moment, but try and clear your head as much as you can and get quiet, because that's when the answers come. And the guidance is there, and the universe is there to help us through this, you know, ever-changing world. Mm-hmm. The North Star.
And being able to, like, and to that point too, like being able to discern the truth rather than what's being shown, and like being able to be like, okay, does that feel right for me in my heart?
Yeah. And you know, that's what I've been doing. Like, things come at me now, instead of reactionary, I like to sit a minute, take a couple of, even just a few breaths in and out can totally change your reaction to something.
So true.
And your response, right?
Yes,
and,
exactly.
You know, we've been kind of moving. I've been moving so quickly with the pandemic, everything's changing every day. And you know, I'm making a very conscious effort to just take a minute before I respond or react.
Mm-hmm.
Good reminder. And I think the jewelry can help us do that as well. So guys, make sure you check out all the Satya jewelry. And you have a lovely discount for us as well, which we're so grateful for. So if you use code ChakraGirl20, you can get 20% off of Satya jewelry. When is that beautiful 20-year collection coming out?
We are launching, it's going to be September 9th.
Beautiful. Okay. So we're going to make sure that we have this episode ready for you guys by then, because we want you to get that emerald piece. And we're excited. Yeah. I'm excited for everyone to check it out. And I've posted about the jewelry before many times, and people will be like, oh my God, I just bought that one, or that's so pretty. And people love it. It's definitely aligned for our audience. So Satya, thank you so, so much. Any last words of wisdom you want to share?
Oh, I'm just going to put the word love out. Love, love, love. Love.
Yes, beautiful. So where can we find you online? Are you active on social? Or are you just all the Satya line?
Yeah, it's all Satya, right? You know, I was teaching for so long. I teach this beautiful workshop, The Sacred Art of Mala Making. And it was like, I was the original one teaching that. And I used to teach at all these big events. I haven't just recently, I'm going to start up again, probably next year, but I'm so busy. I would love to be more socially connected, but right now just, you know, I sit in on all our social posts and what we're talking about, and definitely weigh into a lot of the copy and how we're putting things out.
So it is you. It is all you.
Really. Oh yeah. It's all, you know, well, I have a great team, by the way.
It's your heart.
Takes a village, everybody. Don't do it alone. It's no fun.
Yeah, 100%. How big is your team?
Let's see. I have 13 people that actually come to the office every day.
Wow.
And then I have the factories in India and Thailand.
Right.
And then I have a couple of people we outsource. Incredible copywriter. And you know, all our marketing is at least the paid marketing. I have such a great, right now, I've been so discerning. I have an incredible team in front of me. I'm really, really grateful and blessed.
Amazing. Well, you guys are doing, I mean, you've made it 20 years. So you and your team are clearly doing something right. So you guys, the website is satyajewelry.com. We're going to link you to everything. We're going to link you to their Instagram, and Satya is S-A-T-Y-A. And I just realized at the bottom of your website, it says love Satya. So that's the last thing that they say on the website, is love. So that's beautiful. So you heard it here, you guys, you must love. So thank you so much, Satya. I so appreciate you.
I know, you too. I love what you're doing. Keep shining the light.
Thank you. And everyone, thank you for listening so much, and check out all things Satya, get some jewelry, coupon code ChakraGirl20, DM us, let us know that you liked the episode, share it, rate us 5 stars, all the nice things, and we will catch you guys next week. Bye guys. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to follow along with us on Instagram at ChakraGirlCo. And if you loved this episode, please give us a 5-star review and write us a little comment. We'd love to hear from you.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.